Good morning. It is Friday, the 17th of February. I'm Steve Smith. With me this morning is Amy Roth, and together we are presenting to you Cultural Continuum. Hey there, Amy.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for dropping by this morning.
You bet.
Beginning with an event right here in Sioux City, the Cathedral of the Epiphany is hosting organist Johann Wexo. He is an organist from Notre Dame de Paris. That means the Notre Dame in Paris, not the one in Indiana. That'll be at 7:30 tonight. Mr. Wexo will begin with three works by Bach, a large prelude and fugue, then two chorales. The rest of his program is comprised of French composers from the 19th and 20th century. And that's happening tonight at Cathedral of the Epiphany.
Okay, the Betty Ling Sang Fine Arts Series at Morningside College will present a fully staged production of the musical Quilters in the Klinger Neal Theater at 7 p.m. That's tonight, tomorrow, and next Saturday, the 26th. There will also be a 2 p.m. matinee this Sunday and next Sunday. Quilters tells the story of a pioneer woman and her six daughters living on the frontier. Intermingled with music, dance, drama, and action, Quilters creates a patchwork of entertainment for all ages.
Lamar's Community Theater is presenting The Boys Next Door. That begins tonight with showtimes through Sunday, February 26th. The Boys Next Door takes place in a communal residence in a New England city where four mentally handicapped men live under the supervision of an earnest but increasingly burned out young social worker named Jack. The play unfolds with funny, poignant scenes that remind the audience everyone, regardless of ability, wants to love and laugh and find some meaning and purpose in life. Go to lamarscomtheater.org for more information.
The Sioux City Community Theater presents Escanaba in the Moonlight. When the Sodi family reunites for the opening day of deer season, 35-year-old Ruben Sodi brings with him the infamous reputation of being the oldest Sodi in the history of Sodis never to bag a buck. In humorous fashion, he goes to great lengths to remove himself from the wrong end of the family record book. Escanaba in the Moonlight runs through Sunday the 19th, so you just have a couple of days to see that.
Yep, wrapping up this weekend. Northwestern College's International Club is hosting its annual cultural fair tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. Attendees will have a chance to experience cultural dance, music, and dress, and partake in the all-you-can-eat buffet serving foods from countries around the world prepared by Northwestern's international students.
Ballet Des Moines presents Triple Bill 333 at the Orpheum Theater tomorrow night at 7:30. The program features three short ballets by three choreographers in one evening of dance.
Coming up north, Cantus, an eight-member male vocal a cappella ensemble based in Minneapolis, and you might hear them on several of our Christmas shows throughout the years. They'll be performing in Orange City tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Northwestern College Chapel. Cantus is touring with its 2016-2017 program, No Greater Love Than This, depicting life as seen through the eyes of a soldier. Quotes gleaned from letters and historical collections contribute to a narrative of sacrifice, solidarity, healing, and hope. Performance is part of Orange City Arts' Beyond on Stage series.
Vanguard Arts is presenting two-time Grammy nominee John Primer and the Real Deal Blues Band, and that's 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Starting with this one, a series of live music shows will be held at the Galaxy Event Center in the old stockyards of Sioux City while Vanguard Arts works on relocating to a new downtown venue.
The Betty Strong Encounter Center is presenting Dr. Scott Culpepper's Benjamin Franklin, America's Enlightened Founder. That'll be at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. In his illustrated presentation, the Dort College history professor will focus on the authentic Benjamin Franklin and his pivotal role in shaping our republic.
As opposed to the alternative Benjamin Franklin. Sorry.
Like his evil twin. He had a goatee and an eye patch.
Yes. Local brass quintet, A Touch of Brass, will perform an entertaining mix of opera music on Sunday at 2 p.m. That's this Sunday in Lay Theater on the campus of Wayne State College. Entitled Opera, Overtures and Arias, the concert features operas such as Rigoletto, The Magic Flute, Aida, and more. A Touch of Brass has been entertaining audiences in Northeast Nebraska and surrounding communities for more than 30 years.
Getting underway on Sunday, the Sioux City International Film Festival begins with Silent Film Sunday. It's a family-friendly event where several short films will be screened along with the Buster Keaton comedy Sherlock Jr. The silent films will be accompanied by Jeff Rapsis on the mighty Wurlitzer organ. The festival continues on Wednesday, so it starts Sunday, then it takes a couple days off and reconvenes on Wednesday and runs through Saturday, the 22nd through the 25th, with documentaries, horror flicks, short films, and movies by filmmakers from around the Midwest. There's all kinds of stuff we can talk about. You can find it all at SiouxCityFilmFest.org.
I'm assuming that that's taking place at the Orpheum?
The Buster Keaton one is, and then the final is.
Great.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Two Nebraska legends will appear together during A Conversation with Dick Cavett featuring Ron Hull. On Monday, the 20th, at 6:30 in Ramsey Theater at Wayne State College, Cavett, a three-time Emmy Award winner with a TV career spanning five decades, is best known as the host of The Dick Cavett Show. He'll be featured alongside Ron Hull, who began his TV career in 1955 and established a legacy of directing programming for more than 30 years.
Entrepalooza, a 10-day celebration of entrepreneurial spirit in Siouxland, began earlier this week and continues on Monday with an education summit featuring Brian Waller, who is the president of the Technology Association of Iowa. The talk is called Creating Young Entrepreneurs and Innovators, and that will explore how to grow entrepreneurship, innovation, and STEM education in area schools. Additional Entrepalooza events include speed networking at Springboard Co-working in downtown Sioux City on Tuesday, ice cream cocktails and biz tales at Pease Pizza House in Lamar's on Wednesday, and the annual Swimming with the Sharks mini grant competition on Thursday.
Okay, the Orange City Arts Council is accepting submissions for its sixth juried exhibition now through Friday the 24th. Artists from Iowa or within a 350-mile radius of Orange City are eligible to submit up to three works created in the past 3 years. The artist's showcase will be displayed during the first week of April at the Northwestern College DeWitt Theater Arts Center.
And we wrap up technically with an event taking place next week, but if you just hear about it next week, you won't have time to prepare for it. Andrew Steele, a former head writer for Saturday Night Live, will talk about comedy writing at Morningside College at noon next Friday, the 24th, in the UPS auditorium. Steele is currently the creative director of Funny or Die, a comedy production company founded by Will Ferrell, Adam McKay, and Chris Henchy. His talk is part of the Friday is Writing Day series at Morningside College. The program is designed to feature writers and their works from journals to published pieces. Writers of all types from the campus and community read their work, followed by informal discussions of the writing. You can go to morningside.edu to find out more about that. If you have something that you would like to hear us talk about on Cultural Continuum, you can email that information to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. Leaving you with music from Mr. John Primer, who's performing at the Interim Vanguard Arts location on Leech Avenue. For my co-host, Amy Roth, and executive producer, Ellie Carson, I'm Steve Smith.
Got my mojo working, buddy.